I didn't hear well. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. This is better. This is better. We are very glad to be back after 2 months in Brazil. So it's great. It was very great to be with our family, to eat a lot of Brazilian barbecue. But I know it's so good to be back. And we would like to pray. And so pray with me for this morning. Dear Lord, thank you very much for the opportunity you have to listen to you, to worship you here as a community. And we pray that you can really help me to communicate and help people here to understand my English after 2 months speaking only Portuguese. And so we pray for your presence. We pray that you can really speak in our hearts this morning. And we pray that only your name will be glorified. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. To set our hearts to the message today, I found out a movie. It's a six minutes movie, but we will speak about John chapter 21. So it will really help us to set our hearts to the message today. Okay, so just let's see.
Jesus appeared once more to his disciples at Lake Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael, the one from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples of Jesus were all together. Simon Peter said to the others,
I'm going fishing.
We will come with you, they told him. So they went out in a boat, but all that night they did not catch a thing. As the sun was rising, Jesus stood at the water's edge. But the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
Young men, haven't you caught anything? Not a thing! Throw your net out on the right side of the boat, and you will catch some.
So they threw the net out. They had caught so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter,
It is the Lord.
When Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken his clothes off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples came to shore in the boat, pulling the net full of fish. They were not very far from land, about 100 yards away. When they stepped ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it, and some bread.
Bring some of the fish you've just caught.
Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net ashore full of big fish, 153 in all. Even though there were so many, still the net did not tear.
Come and eat.
None of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. So Jesus went over, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This, then, was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from death. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter,
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?
Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.
Take care of my lambs.
The second time, Jesus said to him,
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.
Take care of my sheep.
A third time,
Jesus said,
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Peter became sad because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? And so he said to him,
Lord, you know everything. When you were young, you used to get ready and go anywhere you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will tie you up and take you where you don't want to go.
In saying this, Jesus was indicating the way in which Peter would die and bring glory to God. Then Jesus said to him,
follow me.
Peter turned round and saw behind him that other disciple whom Jesus loved, the one who had leaned close to Jesus at the meal and had asked, Lord, who is going to betray you? When Peter saw him, he asked,
Lord, what about this man? I want him to live until I come. What is that to you? Follow me.
Report spread among the followers of Jesus that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say he would not die. He said, if I want him to live until I come, what is that to you? He is the disciple who spoke of these things, the one who also wrote them down. And we know that what he said is true. Now there are many other things that Jesus did. If they were all written down one by one, I suppose that the whole world could not hold the books that would be written.
Peter was a disciple who had a lot of leadership among the other apostles. Peter was a natural leader. We saw this from the beginning. Jesus went with his disciples to Jerusalem, and knowing that his suffering death were near, he called the disciples and asked them to prepare the Last Supper. In John chapter 13, verse 1 says, it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The supper, everything was red. The lamb, the bitter herbs, the unleavened bread, and they were sitting around the table. But one thing was missing. Their feet were dirt. But do you know what's happened? The apostle look around, I can't imagine it. And they said, oh, maybe Peter, of course, they always talk too much and say, hey, John, we forgot to ask a slaver to be here to wash our feet. Nobody did anything. And the truth is, in fact, they were arguing who was the best. Who is the greatest among us, the apostles? In the middle of this, Jesus got up. And Jesus went and picked up the basin, the towel, and he started to wash their feet. So when Jesus arrived in front of Peter, he freaked out. John 13, verse 6 says, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? So Jesus said to Peter, you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand. Peter always had so strong opinion. So he looked at Jesus and said, no way, no way. You shall never wash my feet. I will not allow you, my Lord, to humiliate so much before me. So Jesus looked into his eyes and said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. So, you know, Peter always was very emotional. So when Jesus said that, I said, no problem. Then, Lord, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well, everything. After supper, Jesus took his disciples to the Mount of Olives. And on the way, in Luke 22, verse 31, Jesus told Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan had asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. I pray for you, Simon. Peter one more time says, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and death. In death. Even if everyone leave you, I will never do that. You can trust me. So Jesus looked again into his eyes and said, I tell you, Peter, that before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. So they arrive at the mountain. And in Matthew 26, verse 36, we see that Jesus left his eight disciples and invite Peter, James, and John to go a little bit further in the garden. And later, Jesus said to them, for Peter, James, and John, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Keep pray with me. So Jesus stepped away a little bit more further alone by himself. And he started to pray and he cried. And when he came back, the three of them were sleeping. For three times, Jesus returned. And in all of them, he found Peter, James, and John sleeping. At last, Jesus said, wake up! The enemy is approaching. And it was in that moment that an armored mob arrived. Of course, Peter was very fast. And he stand up, get a sword, and take off the ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus get the ear, put him back, and pray and heal the guy. And Jesus said to Peter to lower the weapon, because if he wanted, he would ask the Father, and the Father would send 12 legions of angels to protect him. The Bible said that Jesus was arrested and the disciples fled. Then Jesus was taken to the high priest's house, while Peter and John was following the crowd by afar. They were afraid. They were embarrassed. They do not have courage to present themselves as his disciples. So they arrive in the courtyard of the high priest's house, where there was a fire to warm the people. And Peter was there. Was a little bit cold. And what's happened is one maid came close to him and said, You are one of them. So Peter replied, you don't know what you're saying. Peter denies Jesus before all. Peter's soul left the courtyard. I went to the gateway And another maid came close to him and say, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. So he denies again. This time he said, no, I swear, I'm not belong to them. And Jesus was very close. Was in the same area, in the same environment. So after a little while, they came again to him. And as Peter could not be in silence, he always talked. So what's happened? He gave up his accent. So they came back. No, I'm sure we can see through your accent that you are from them too. The Bible said that now Peter not only denies or swears, he now blasphemes. And it was at the time that the rooster crowed in Jesus. The problem is what's happened. Jesus was held as a prisoner here. I cannot get this picture. But then somehow was close to Jesus. And when the rooster crowed, Jesus looked him to Peter. And one more time, Jesus looked into Peter's eye. And when Jesus did that, Peter remembered the word of love the Lord had spoke to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And Peter went outside and wept bitterly. Jesus passed the night in the house of the high priest where he was spat and beaten. On Friday morning, he was taken to the Romans where he was condemned by Pilate to death on the cross. 9 a.m., Jesus was crucified. 3 p.m., Jesus died. And before 6 p.m., Jesus was placed in the tomb and Peter was gone. When Sunday came, the woman went to see Jesus in the tomb. But when they arrived, when they were on the way, they started to think, whoa, who will help us to roll the big rock? But when they arrived there, the rock was already take over away. So they get inside the tomb, and when they were inside the tomb, they saw Mark 16 verse 6 says that they found an angel was there. And the angel said, you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go. Tell his disciples and Peter. This is very important. Jesus could say, tell the disciples that I will talk to them. I want to talk to them. No. Jesus said, the angel said, tell the disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. But why? Why was Peter's name mentioned separately? Was why a special distinction for Peter's name? Jesus knew that at the point, Peter did not consider himself as a disciple anymore. He gave up. And Jesus knew that. So it was very important to Jesus say, tell Peter that I want to see him. Peter has denied his faith, his Lord, and his ministry. Peter has given up on Jesus, but Jesus had not given up on Peter. Now imagine how Peter received this message that Christ wants to talk to him. Imagine you. You deny Christ as a Peter. Imagine that. And later, Jesus said, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you, Dale. I want to see you in Galilee. What do you think was in Peter's heart? What do you think? They were in Jerusalem, a journey for more than 100 kilometers on foot. And I believe that every step that Peter and the disciple was going to Galilee, 100 kilometers, okay? More than 100 kilometers. Peter's conscience was accusing him. And maybe Peter would think, Jesus is going to embarrass me. Jesus will call me a traitor between among them. The Bible says that when they arrived in Galilee, and now we saw the video, Jesus was not there. So what Peter did, he was a leader. He said, I'm going fishing. And the other disciple with them, we go with you. But what did this mean for Peter? I going fishing. It's a lot more, it's much more than just because they want to eat. I believe what Peter was saying is that his ministry was over. I'm done. I'm going to be a fisherman again. I'm going back to my past. There is no chance of me to be a disciple again. Nobody can forgive me what I did. That night they did not catch any fish. And when the day was dawning, they were coming back to the beach. You saw the movie. And they were about 90 meters from the beach. When a man said, friends, another verse said, children, have you any fish? And they answered, no, we don't have. Look, just this word from Jesus. Friends. Or maybe, children. Just that word. I can see a tunnel of grace. Because Jesus had all right to say, hey, cowards, I'm here. You guys just run away, left me alone. But even though Jesus said, children, friends, Jesus, have you been through a difficult times on your spiritual journey? Have you? In your life, in your spiritual life, have you going through a very bad time? Maybe fail? Sin? Something very bad happened? You may think right now that there is no solution for you, that you never will be restored again. But even if you are taking the escape road today, I want to say that the same that Jesus did with Peter, Jesus failed that my faith. And Jesus will be always with open arms to receive you back. After eating, Jesus turned to Peter and asked, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? And the word love in English is translated from, basically I think there is only three words in Greek that come, that in English translate to love. The words is agape. I don't remember if it's agape or agape, but it doesn't matter. I missed my Greek class was 20 years ago, so
It's okay. So it's agap, huagap, it's phileo, and eros. Agape is the sacrificial love. It's the love that you give your life for somebody. It's something so powerful. The second is phileo, is the love of a friend, the love between two friends. So they remember the Philadelphia, it came from the same words. Okay? So it's the love between friends, brothers and sisters. This is phileo. And eros, do you know for the name, it's the love between a man and a woman. It's a sexual, it's more like that. So there is three words in Greek that are translated for love. And here, when Jesus looked for Peter, he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And he used the word agape. And said, "Do you love him more than this?" And Jesus used the word agape. Why did Jesus ask Peter this question? We need to remember that in the past, Peter had stated that even the others leave Jesus, he would never leave him. What is behind this statement? Behind the statement, Peter is saying, "I love you more than everybody here. I am the most spiritual guy here among the apostles." This is what here behind this, the Peter's statement. What Jesus was asking Peter was, "Peter, do you still think like that? Do you still think that you are better than others? Do you think?" So Peter answers, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lamb." But it's interesting to notice that how Peter answers. Jesus asks, okay, you understand, just to help. "Peter, do you agapao me?" Okay? And Peter said, "Lord, I phileo you." Imagine Jesus looking. Dale, you are close, I'm sorry, okay? "Dale, you agapao me? You ready to die for me?" But imagine the whole spiritual journey of Peter. Everything he denied before. Everything wrong he did. And now, he could answer very fast if it was the old Peter. Say, "I agapao you, Lord. You know that." And he looks, "Lord, I cannot die for you. I love you as a friend." So, the second time, Jesus asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He does not ask anymore if you love me more than this. He just look him and say, "Simon, do you love me? Not more than everybody, just me." And for that time, Jesus did not use agapao. He used phileo. "Dale, do you love me just like a friend?" And Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you, phileo." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." Jesus then asked the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me, phileo? You really love me as a friend?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" So he said, "Lord,
You know all things. You know that I phileo you. So now, even now, Peter looks him and said, Lord, you know everything. You are God. You know everything. You know my heart. I cannot do anything that you cannot see to my heart. I love you, but I love you just as a friend. Why? One question that came to my mind, why is Jesus asked this three times? Why? I believe this is also clear. Because Peter denied Jesus three times, so Jesus gave opportunity to Peter confess his love three times to him again. But what does all this mean? Jesus is telling Peter that for each time he denied him, the grace of Jesus was enough to forgive him. So, Peter, if you fail, you fail the first time, my grace is enough to forgive you. Peter, you fail a second time, my grace is enough to forgive you. Peter, you fail the third time, and my grace is still enough to forgive you. In other words, what Jesus is saying is, Peter, my grace is greater than your sin. And Jesus is saying the same to you today. The grace of Jesus is greater than our sin. He continues with open arms to receive us. To receive us. So now in verse 18, 19, when Jesus said to Peter, very truly I tell you, when you were young, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. From that moment, Peter will be a totally different man. From that moment, Peter is the man who opened the door for Jews and Greeks and Gentiles to the Gospels. It is interesting that Jesus tells Peter that the time will come that he will grow old. It's interesting why Jesus did that. Hey, Peter, you will get old. His physical strength will decrease, and he will be taken where he does not want to go. And the verse says that Jesus was shown to him what kind of death. When Peter promised Jesus to die for him, Peter denied him. When Peter by himself said, I will give my life to you, Lord, Peter denied him. But when Peter, in this three times that they think that, Peter, do you love me? And all the time Peter said, I love you as a friend. I'm not ready to die for you. When he recognized that he, Peter, was not able to love with a sacrificial love, Jesus said, now you're ready. Now I will enable you to die for me. And this was what happened. And the stories count that when Peter was old, he was crucified. But at the moment that he was crucified, he said, I don't want to be crucified in a normal way because I'm not worth to die like my Savior. So he was crucified, I don't know how to say, upside down, because he was not worth. Jesus enabled him to lay down his life for the gospel. Maybe you came in this morning feeling like Peter. I'm ready to give up. There is no solution for me. It is the end for me. I'm going to give it all up. I'm going back to my past. And Jesus is here this morning to say, I did not give up on you. I'm here. Don't give up. I'm here to bring you back to me. Jesus is here in this morning to restore you. It's not me, it's not Phil. But the same Jesus who restored Peter is here to restore you. Don't give up. Doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter. The grace of Jesus is greater than your sin. And he is ready to receive you again or to receive you. Even though you thought about giving up or you already gave up on Jesus, Jesus never gives up on you. He never will give up on us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful love. It's a love that much more you can we can understand. And we as Peter, we recognize that by yourself we cannot love you with this kind of love, the agapao, a sacrificial love. No, we love you as phileo. Yes, it's a limited love. But we depend on you, Lord. And we pray that you help us to understand your grace, understand your love, that you always with open arms to receive us. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.